AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to AP McCoy's Racing Preview. I'm Alex Dunn. I'm being joined on the line by the champion jockey to look ahead to the Wincanton card on Saturday. Very good card it is as well. Officially the end of the flat season today, but it's the jumpers that we're going to be focusing on and a seven race card that we're going to go through and hopefully have a winner or two. Good morning, AP. How are you?
Good, thanks, Alex. Well, it could be better, but anyway, there you go.
Yeah, you are out with injury at the moment. You were saying bit of a sore shoulder at the minute. Could be another couple of weeks yet. Obviously frustrating that you're not out there riding, but fingers crossed we can get you back sooner rather than later.
Yeah, hopefully so. Yeah, just my shoulder has been giving me a bit of trouble, and obviously I was trying to keep going with the hope of riding 300 winners, and obviously it's going to need a bit of time now, so it's going to make that task rather difficult, but there you go.
Yeah, very true, very true. But thank you for joining us to preview Wincanton today, and we'll dive straight into the action. We've got a novices hurdle up first, class 3 event over 2 miles. Just the forerunners got a post, and Gateway is popular at Head of Affairs, Fernicky Henderson and Barry Geraghty, but Urubu Dialong doesn't look a bad type, neither does Assam Black, and even McCabe Creek is the outside of the field, but you'd imagine will be a pretty nice type, AP. It's could be a nice race, this one.
Yeah, it is. For only 4 runners, there's you could make a little case for them all. There's no doubt that that the Henderson horse is the one that I would think stands out the most, really, on his front perform at Newbury. He beat Chief for 2, who won on his first start of a horse at Kempton a few weeks back. The form of that bumper at Newbury looks pretty solid, and Gateway's probably going to be hard to beat. The others, as you mentioned, is Sam Black. What a bumper Taunton, wasn't bad form before, well beaten the Cheltenham bumper. Ibra Durande of Paul Nicholls, obviously he could perform as well, he won his bumper in Taunton, and was second in Wincanton, and obviously even McKim Creek. I think Gateway, you know, looks a very smart horse, and I think he's going to take all the beating, so I think Gateway is, you know, not original at 4-5 or whatever price is, but it's Gateway for me.
Okay, Gateway the pick in the opener. Next up is the 12:55, a handicap chase over an extended 2.5 miles. Again, just the five runners, another small field here, AP, but again, hard to rule any of them out with any confidence.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, the Philip Hobbs horses are in great form, and then come the horse at the top. He's a horse that's definitely open to improvement. His last couple of runs, I suppose, have been a little bit disappointing. But was back over hurdles at Chepstow for his first start this season. That was about 3 weeks ago. And it was a good enough run behind Relentless Streamer. He has won over fences at Haydock. And he's got very good form. So I think, you know, Bincom is the obvious one and the obvious place to start. But his desire of Oliver Sherwood has been in good form. Being placed a couple of times at Toaster and Wincanton. Probably got to step up in his form here as well. And the other one to mention maybe is Valiani Man of Tom George's in Austrian Great Form. And he's been having a few winners, obviously, he won the Holland World Cup at Exeter. And he might be the one that I'm going to give the vote to here. So Valiani Man is the one for me here of Tom George's.
Okay, Bally Ali Aman then in the 12.55. Next up is the 1.30. It is the Rising Stars Novices Chase, a Grade 2 contest over the extended 2.5 mile trip. Another really good race here, AP. Southfield Theatre, popular at the head of affairs, but Horizontal Speed and Hollow Penny are no back numbers. Tom Neary might just be that, but with the three market principles here, AP, another race where there wouldn't be a great deal between them.
Not really. Hollow Penny has been improving throughout the summer, and he's now much higher read over fences than he was over hurdles, so he's obviously a much better chaser, and he won well last time at Wincanton. He's definitely improving. Horizontal Speed was second on his first start over fences to Golden Hoof at Aintree. Would probably need to improve in that form, and Southfield Theatre is the obvious one, was a very impressive winner of his only chase start at Chepstow. Paul Nicholls is the race he likes to target and has done well in the past. Obviously won it last year, wonderful charm. Again, not original, but I think Southfield Theatre is the obvious one. I think he'd be very hard to beat.
Okay, Southfield Theatre then in the 1.30. Next up is the 2.05. It's a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 6 furlongs. This one looks, well, we've got more runners, AP, and it's definitely more competitive. Where should we start with this one?
Yeah, definitely going to be more difficult to pick the winner of this, I think. I like Blue Buttons of Harry Fry's. Has some good form, although finished behind Holly Peachum the last time they met at Cheltenham back in April. But I think Blue Buttons is open to improvement. Won well at Taunton when she won, and I think she's definitely one that's got a very good chance, and it looks an open race. The other one, obviously, as I mentioned, is Polly Peachum and Nicky Henderson's horse, who just started to get formed at a couple of winners, I think the 3 winners at Fakenham yesterday. And Polly Peachum was a good second to Southfield Theatre in a very competitive handicap hurdle at Sandown the last time they met. And there's an obvious danger, and obviously the others you have to note, obviously the Paul Nicholls horse, Paul Nicholls mare, Prezi's girl, has been improving. One or two starts before she got beat at Fontwell on her last start back in October. That was an okay run, but probably a little bit disappointing. But I think it's between Polly Peachum and Blue Buttons, and I'm going to go for Blue Buttons.
Okay, Blue Button's the pick in the 2.05. Next up is the 2.40. It's the Badger Ales Trophy, a listed chase over the extended 3 mile and 1 furlong trip. Another really, really open race, AP. Some old favourites coming back here. A few making their seasonal reappearance. Standing Ovation won this race last year, has been well backed. The Young Masters in good form. You've got unexposed types like Benvolio in there. A really good renewal of this race.
Yeah, very good renewal. I think Paul Nicholls is going to play a leading hand, obviously, with just the power at the top. It was the mountain of Sam Twiston Davis, and I think even though he's got top weight, I do think that it's interesting that Paul has targeted this race with him. So I do think that just the power has definitely not played a chance. Some pretty good form last year. And he's got a squeak, and obviously Paul's other runner, Benvolio, who was second on his last start at Fontwell, and he's got a good claim in jockey on him, Sean Bowen, would have definitely helped take the £7 off him, and he's not without a chance. So I do think Paul Nicholls has got a very strong hand. Emma Lavelle's runner, Court by Surprise, won well on his first start this season back at Exeter, and that was a few weeks ago. He's going to be fit for the run, and obviously the other two that are going to be strongly fancied, obviously Standing Ovation, who won this race last year, and the other one being the Young Masters, a horse that I won on 2 runs ago, and he's definitely on the upgrade and is unexposed and is definitely one with a chance. But I do think it's a race that could revolve around Paul Nicholls, and I do think it's between Benvolio and Just the Power, and I'm just going to go for the Sean Bourne runner,
Benvolio. Okay, the pick in the Badger Ales Trophy. The 3.15 is next up. It's the penultimate race on the card, and it's the Elite Hurdle, a Grade 2 handicap hurdle over 2 miles. And what a race it is as well, AP. Rock on Ruby, you know, the classiest runner in the field, but he's got a lot of weight to carry here. Irving Popular, off the back of last year's novices performance, and rightly so. Didn't run that well at Cheltenham, but obviously has been given 242 days off since then. And you'd expect to be bouncing back to form here. You've got likes of Forgotten Voice in here as well. Another good race, but surely the front two in the market are going to take some beating here, AP.
Yeah, I think so. And I'm actually going to go for Rock on Ruby. I think he's got top weight. Very classy horse, obviously a former champion hurdle winner. Had a go at chasing last season. Probably wasn't for him, I think it's fair to say, even though he won a couple of chases, but finished up the season with a great run behind the new one at Aintree. And that's very good for him. Obviously, Irvine was a smart novice, won his races a couple of Ascot and then at Kempton, but it was a little bit disappointing, I thought, buying Batur at Cheltenham. And of the others, Bertie Munt of Dan Skelton's going well when he won at Chepstow, but got a pretty easy lead out in front. Indeman Mint ran very well behind the new one at Kempton the last time they met. Purple Babe was a good winner at Market Weasley during the summer. And obviously the Nicky Henderson horse, Forgotten Voice, is one that could improve for his run at Kempton. But I like Rock on Ruby. I think he's the class horse in the race, and I think he'll take all the beat.
Okay, Rock on Ruby to defy top weight then in the elite hurdle. The final race on Wincanton's card is a bumper coming up at 3:50, 2 miles the trip. Not a great deal that we know about a lot of these, AP, but given the connections at the head of affairs, there could be one or two smart types here.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, the Nicky Henderson horse for Edward Field won his only start at Utoxeter. Looked a smart horse doing that. But it's got a penalty to carry, and it's quite hard to carry penalties in bumpers. Of the others, obviously Paul Nichols' horse, Present Man, was second in his only point-to-point start in Ireland. And interesting that Paul Nichols introduces him here at Wincanton, owned by Paul Barber and the Stewart family. So I'm sure they like him, no doubt. Harry Fry, General Ginger, was fifth on his first start at Exeter, ran okay. And JP, my boss, has got a horse called Let the River Run Dry, with Brendan Powell, who I think they think quite a bit of. So he's an interesting runner. I think purely on what we know, there's no doubt that Forever Field is going to be well fancied, but I think he'd have to be good to carry a penalty in what could be a hot bumper. And I like Present Man of Paul Nicholson's. I think he'll be very hard to beat, and maybe keep Let the River Run Dry on side too, but I think Present Man's the one they've got to beat.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you very much for your time, AP. Enjoy Saturday's action. Hope you're back sooner rather than later, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.